Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Paisley is joining us here on Second Date Update. And the reason she's joining us because she'd love to reconnect with Ben, who I'm assuming they went out and had a great first date together. Let's find out.
Morning, Paisley.
Paisley, how is everything? Hi, how is everything?
I'm hanging out with my favorite DJ, so it can't be all bad.
Well, we're glad you could join us. So what's the deal with Ben?
Maybe you'll be able to figure that out, because I sure can't.
Yeah, well, take us back to the date itself. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Ben was definitely a standout. We met for lunch, and we clicked right away.
Good. Cool. And what is it about Ben that makes you want to see him again?
Oh, he's really fun. We had a running joke about what's so chuggy that you have to give up and walk away.
Okay, chuggy, you have to remind me.
Yeah, what is that?
It's kind of it's not like a turn off. Like trying too hard, or what is chuggy?
Oh, it means like outdated or unfashionable, or trying too hard to be trendy, something like that.
Can you share a couple of the ones you were mentioning on the date?
Yeah, I said a mullet haircut.
That's not cool anymore?
No, it really isn't. And he said mismatched dishes and silverware.
Okay, dishes. All right.
What?
Okay. And we probably all went through that in our early 20s, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I finally upgraded to matching sets a couple of years ago, so that's when I knew I was adulting.
Good. And we're guessing that Ben doesn't have a mullet then, Paisley.
Oh, my God. God, no. Okay. No.
So obviously all green flags so far. Did anything come up that might have been a little awkward or unusual or even uncool?
No. I mean, we split the check. Neither of us ordered anything extravagant or anything. It was like 100% fun.
Okay. So, I mean, at any point were you like, hey, I'd love to see you again? Was there any kind of a conversation about like a next time, like a second date?
Well, he was teasing that he hoped he passed the lunch date test so he could take me to dinner. And I thought that was so cute, but I texted him a couple of times and he never replied.
So he either vanished off the face of the earth or something is up, Paisley. So, and you're sure you're not holding anything back from us?
No, there was no drama. I promise.
All right. We're going to call Ben with your permission. Once you just hold tight, we're going to play a song here. Come back in 3 minutes. Get some answers if we can get a hold of Ben. The second half, Second Date Update is next on The Wolf.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We've been enjoying our second date update discussion with Paisley, who went out with Ben, and she told us this.
Ben was definitely a standout. He's really fun. We met for lunch, and we clicked right away. It was like 100% fun.
But as you probably know, there's been no contact back, at least from Ben, since that first date a couple of weeks ago. So let's call and see what's up with him.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Ben, please?
This is Ben.
Yeah. Hi, Ben. Thanks for picking up. Let me just start this by saying it's not a sales call or anything like that. We're calling from a radio station this morning. We're live on 102.9 The Wolf, and we're the Thunder and PT morning show.
Morning, Ben.
And if you just had a second, we would love to talk to you this morning. How would you feel about just coming on with us for a couple of minutes?
I'm open to being convinced. I guess it depends what this is about.
I mean, I can assure you it's a good thing. We do this all the time. It's a segment we call Second Date Update. We try to create meaningful connections through this, try to find people that, you know, someone had a great first date, and then they really have kind of not been able to get in touch with the second date. Do you remember a gal named Paisley that you met with recently?
Yeah, but there's no chance of a meaningful connection there.
Okay. Why do you say that? Did something come up?
No, it was a pretty perfect date. Too good to be true.
Okay. So what's the flip side of that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, I looked at her Insta, and it's full of her and her harp. And it, like, dominates her living room, and it looks like her life.
I'm sorry, her what?
Harp.
Harp?
Like a musical instrument?
Okay. Yeah, it's all she posts about, you know, all the time. Her playing some Mozart song or some version of Morgan Wallen. I'm just not a harp guy.
Okay, but maybe it's a big part of her socials, but not a big part of her life.
Yeah, are you sure Instagram isn't, like, just something about her and her harp or whatever? Like, that's her page?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay, listen, Ben, listen, I just, and that's fine. You can have your opinion. You hate the harp. Everybody get whatever. Yeah. Everyone's got their thing.
Hate the harp. No.
Weird, but okay, just bear with us for 1 second. I promise. We've got Paisley listening in on our conversation right now. We had her hold on because we talked to her a moment ago, and she just really loved the first date with you. Would love to see you again. And let's just talk to her. Bring her in and just see if we can't work something out here. Would you be okay with that?
Sure.
Okay. Paisley, what is up with your heart? Is it true what Ben said? You live and breathe it?
Hey, hi, Ben. Look, you have nothing to worry about. I played at my cousin's wedding a couple months ago, and I'm looking to build a side hustle. So I only practice a couple hours a day.
Couple hours a day?
Yeah. 1 hour in the morning, you know, like a meditation, and then 1 hour in the evening.
Man, that's not going to work. 2 minutes a day is a lot for me.
What? I'm so disappointed. 2 minutes is nothing. Well, I mean, 2 hours is nothing. To practice an instrument? Like, come on.
So, Ben, in your mind, you think if Paisley and I work out, this harp is not only going to be this giant thing in our house, but then I'm going to hear it in the down the hallway, even if she's in a different room, and I'm going to be surrounded. 2 hours of harp is like 20 hours
torture.
Of harp.
Torture.
This is going to drive me crazy. I just know.
What do you have against, with all due respect, what do you have against the harp? Like, the harp is an instrument. First of all, Paisley, I love that you play that. It's super cool. But,
does it just sound like a funeral or death to you?
Yeah, what is the issue?
Or that there's just cherubs floating around?
I mean, it's a beautiful instrument. Like, why wouldn't you want to hear the harp?
It's you know, maybe at a wedding, like you said, but not every day in your home.
Practicing. So it's like,
it's
why
a drum set or something? So, I mean, like, so whatever.
You're jumping ahead to, okay.
Or is it that she's focusing on that more than you, Ben? Is it like her focus is someplace else? Or is the actual music of the harp?
How could that be? They only went out on one date.
No, I mean, it's like, imagine if I played drums 2 hours.
That's not a terrible point.
Yeah, that's different.
Drums and harp are like totally different guys.
But he makes a point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a no then, Ben. And I'm sorry it's a no, Paisley, for a second date with Ben. We tried everything.
Well, if you don't want to date a musician, like, have fun dating.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Paisley, can you play some harp for us? Just to, like, kind of...
Okay. Why don't we play out here? You're at home, right?
I am.
Okay, let's see. Ben, we'll see you later.
Ben, have a great day. No harp for you.
Oh, she's good. She's good. Oh, they're good.
Love it. That sounds amazing.
I would say that would get a little tiring after a while. But anyway, good luck. Good luck, Paisley, and thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.